Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Retirement, tax changes over the past couple of years. We just come off a segment with Jamie and explaining how tax changes have affected business owners. But tax changes have affected high income earners.
So let me kind of paint the picture for many, many business owners. It's been tax practice for, I would say, decades, where we've seen accountants give advice that use your corporation as the vehicle to save for retirement.
Right.
There's sometimes no need to put in an RSP. There's maybe sometimes no need to take money out unnecessarily for tax purposes. The government is slowly chipping away at that strategy. One of them is what Jamie just discussed at the last segment. Now, there are a couple of strategies that business owners, high income, big saving business owners need to be aware of.
Yeah, or employees, right? High income earning employees as well. You don't have to own your own business for all of this, but there are different strategies now that I think we need to educate people on that they need to be aware of that they can take advantage of to help mitigate some of the impact of these higher taxes.
Correct. Right? And it's not only tax today, Dave, it's in retirement and how you can transition to retirement. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, the biggest expense you're going to have in retirement is going to be taxes. So let's talk about two strategies that we are working closely with our clients on, and that we would like to educate everybody about how these opportunities work. And so we have Navaz Kasem. He's the president of GBL Incorporated. Navaz, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, so there are two different strategies I kind of want to focus on. One of them is called a retirement compensation arrangement, and another one is an individual pension plan. So let's break those two things down. What's a retirement compensation arrangement, or RCA, and then we'll go into the IPP, or individual pension plan, next.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so retirement compensation arrangement is really it's a very flexible retirement tool, and it's a vehicle that allows you to tax shelter large amounts of money. It's different from an RSP and even an IPP that there's no earnings maximums. So the higher income earners can really benefit from tax sheltering, you know, large amounts of money because they're not capped at that $147,000 limit that your regular defined benefit plans or RSPs or anything like that have.
This is targeting high income earners. So the flexibility, and we're not going to be able to do it justice in the time we have today. But let's talk a little bit about if you're listening. What kind of person benefits from this? If somebody's listening to this, who should be thinking about this?
So definitely high income earners. We say anybody over $150,000 of income. Somebody actually utilizing retirement savings. You know, that's the first step. It's flexible in terms of it's a pay-as-you-go strategy. So it's designed as a defined benefit plan, but the idea is you can fund it as you see fit. So that makes it really flexible for business owners, for employers, for anyone, especially when, you know, earnings might be hit or miss between the years, us being in the oil patch with the ups and downs. So it really creates that large flexibility.
Now, Navaz, we've got to be clear about this. It's there are some rules around what money can go into this. So if you're making $150,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 a year, it's not you can just direct willy-nilly whatever money you want to go into that. There are some rules around this as to what can be contributed and what can't. Again, can't do it justice in the time, but give us a sort of a framework of you know, what could be funded, what could go into a retirement compensation arrangement.
Okay, so it's we would design it based on a 2% defined benefit plan with certain assumptions. But if you're making $150,000 a year, you know, those contribution amounts could be north of at least $40,000 a year, you know, regardless of your age. So it really makes it a lot more viable tool than an RSP. As your earnings increase, obviously those amounts just skyrocket. It takes into account your best 3 years of earnings. So, you know, if you've had lower income earning years, we don't have to utilize those, so you can really benefit in that sense. It is credit protected as well. So you do have that, you know, as a business owner, as an employee, or anybody who has an RCA, if something does happen, at least your retirement assets are protected.
Now, Navaz, I might have missed this. The contribution that's made into this RCA is a deduction to the company, correct?
Correct, yes. 100% of everything going in is a deduction to the company.
Okay, so that's the most flexible plan that we have seen with business owners and key employees that may be able to appreciate this type of a strategy. There's another one which may not be as flexible, but is still a good strategy out there. That's known as the individual pension plan. Navaz, give us some details of what it is and who does it benefit.
Okay, so the individual pension plan is like a supersized RSP. It really benefits business owners. That includes, you know, professional corporations. And really, it allows you to put up to 62% more in than a regular RSP. You know, you get benefits of having your business for a few years and you set one up now. You can capitalize on those years that you've had your company, so you can make large contributions for past service. Again, it is creditor protected. So it has a lot of the bells and whistles. You know, we see defined benefit in the news all the time, and we see it's expensive. So this is really, because it's so expensive, it allows business owners to pull a lot of money out of the corporation. And what a lot of people don't know is that individual pension plans for connected employees, so, you know, you own at least 10% of your company, it's flexible. So there's no mandated funding. You know, in the news we see a lot of negative stereotypes that all these companies have to keep funding their pension obligations and they're having issues. And, well, no, in an IPP you don't have that. If you don't want to fund, you don't have to fund. So it's got the huge flexibility of a, you know, an RSP, but the increased contribution amounts because it's an IPP.
And you're saying, when you say the word expensive, business owners shouldn't hear it perhaps the way they're hearing it. When you say expensive, it's based on the actuarial assumptions, return assumptions today, allows business owners to fund, to take a tremendous amount of money out of the corporation to fund these IPPs based on those pension actuarial assumptions, correct?
Correct, yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe expensive wasn't the right term. You're right.
So Navaz, let's talk about setting up these two different strategies. The retirement compensation arrangement, what does a individual or business owner have to go through? What steps do they have to take to set one up?
So it's pretty, it's fairly simple for the retirement compensation arrangement. We do an actuarial certificate for the RCA. We submit all the filings to CRA. We set up the plan. And then at that point, it's really, once it's set up, it's a matter of just contribution amounts. And they just write checks. The company just writes tax-deductible contribution amounts to the plan, and then the assets are held in trust and managed by yourselves. So the employee at the end of the day, or the employer, or the business owner, always has control of the assets.
And what about an individual pension plan?
So individual pension plan is very similar as well. We file with the regulator. It takes about a month, you know, to get our deemed approval. And at that point, they can start funding the individual pension plan. And again, the assets are held with yourselves, and the employee really decides what they want to do with it. So we would manage the vehicle and make sure that, you know, they benefit from the increased contribution amounts, but it really gives them flexibility, and it's their money at the end of the day.
From your practice right now, what are you seeing as the trend? Are we seeing more retirement compensation arrangements? Are you seeing more individual pension plans coming on board? You've seen a big growth in your business on this type of stuff. So where's the trend going?
So in for business owners, we've seen a huge push on the individual pension plan, especially, you know, in Alberta and BC, where tax rates, you know, we're approaching 50% and all the other tax changes. On the retirement compensation arrangements, we're seeing business owners as well, but the RCAs are very interesting in that they can be used for executive groups. So you don't need to be a business owner to have an RCA.
Yeah.
And that flexibility is allow executive groups, severance, professional athletes. So it kind of, we've seen the door open really wide on that side.
So for those of you who are listening, some of you are driving your car and can't get all this information or keep it with you. If you would like more information on an RCA, a retirement compensation arrangement, or the individual pension plan, reach out to us at morethanmoneyradio.com. We are focused on educating individuals and business owners on these types of strategies. These are huge tax saving strategies and great retirement programs as well. So give us a reach out on morethanmoneyradio.com and just contact us, and we'll be more than happy to share that information with you.
Navaz, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for making this in a very short period of time understandable, and I think we'll get lots of people's attention. Thanks for your time today.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Been joined by Navaz Kasem, who is the president of GBL Incorporated. We've got a seminar coming up, and we're going to be talking about retirement, right?
Yeah.
And how to bulletproof it, the various vehicles you can use, proper structure, all of that.
That'll be on Tuesday, November 20th at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, our 7 p.m. session is full. We have a few spots available for our second session at 8:30 p.m. So give us a call at 966-8400, 966-8400 to register, or go online to morethanmoneyradio.com.
lots of fear about the market's returns, what's happening this year. We're going to talk about return expectations. We're going to talk about risk and what you can expect today versus 20 years ago. You'll be very surprised at the differences. Tune in for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.